Watching these impeachment hearings, we can start revising the law books any time now. If you're accused of a crime, the proper defense is to accuse the prosecuting team of a similar crime. All evidence is to be considered hearsay, third-party rumor, because you haven't heard it yourself, even if you have to cover your ears. The trial itself is a sham, a witch hunt, illegal, all about trying to ruin your reputation. Your family should storm the courtroom and cry, kangaroo court, until a judge calls for a delay, or even better, a mistrial. And if you happen to be president of these United States, you can simply claim total immunity. The evidence for soliciting favors from foreign powers in exchange for military assistance is mounting daily. Let's be fair and balanced here. The evidence is convincing and incontrovertible. It looks like a duck. It quacks like a duck. It craps like a duck. The Trump defenders want to ignore the evidence and instead claim the investigation is bogus. The Bidens are the really guilty ones. The Democrats never liked their guy. The hearings are being held out of public view, and even if their own members are privy to the testimonies. The Justice Department should never have investigated Trump in the first place, on and on with any and everything unrelated to the facts. Because, well, the facts are damning. A president solicited foreign help in his election and threatened to withhold military aid if he didn't get it. Period. How do you defend that? And of course they can't. The process is screwed up. The press is fake. The Bidens were worse. Benghazi, what about Benghazi? Where's Hillary's server? Up is down. Today the Barr team opened up another investigation into whether its own department was biased in investigating Trump and calling for the Mueller report, which raises some troubling questions as to the independence of the Justice Department, run by the guy who said there was nothing to see in the Mueller report. If you're one of the very few who actually read the thing, you know that's more than bogus. No doubt, though, they'll hold these hearings in public, right? Apparently the strategy of the Republicans is to toss out a smokescreen and hope we're also attention deficit will forget what the issue was in the first place and just return to our next flicks binge-watching. They broke into the secure chambers where Schiff's hearings were taking place, crying cover-up, when actually this is what they did with the Benghazi hearings and Clinton. No problem with closed doors back then. Pretty soon the doors will be open and testimony will be public once these investigative hearings are over. The ducks will be quacking then, too. Just some other excuse that the process is corrupt, but nothing to refute the facts. In the end, they may not convict Trump. Out of loyalty, out of fear. We should all be afraid.